Chapter 44. They sat together on the couch in the living room with their feet up on the coffee table. It was so still that they could hear the small click of the ice maker in their freezer. On the far horizon was the low profile of an oil tanker heading toward Chelsea Creek. "Looking at the water," he said, "it's like you can see eternity." With her head resting against his shoulder, she said, "You always say that." "Well, it's always so. It's always so for you," she said. "You and I are one and the same," he said. She was quiet. The oil tanker disappeared behind the coastline curve to the east. "Do you think the cop will forget about us after the gun doesn't match?" he said. "He was so polite," she said. "I thought he was nice. In an odd way, I hope he doesn't forget about us." "Makes it more exciting," she said. "I guess so," he said. "What if he catches us? You think he's going to catch us, him and his bumpkin buddy?" "He didn't seem to know very much," she said. "Actually, I think we sort of intimidated him." "I know," he said. "Did you see how stiff the big one was, sitting by the door?" The ocean was empty now, stretching out from the empty beach below them. They watched its blue-gray movement and the scatter of white caps where the wind ruffled the surface. "They can't find out anything from the gun," she said. "Of course not," he said. "We haven't even fired the damn thing." "I know. I just worry sometimes. Do you really think some flat-footed cop has a chance against us, you and me?" "He didn't seem so stupid to me," she said. "More like he was polite. He was looking at your ass, for God's sake." She smiled and banged her head gently against his shoulder. "See, I told you he wasn't stupid." He put his hand inside her thigh and she snuggled down a little against him. "Do that myself," he said. "I know," she said. Two gulls rose outside their window, effortlessly riding the air currents. They never seemed cold in the winter nor hot in the summer. They were just always there, circling, soaring, looking for food. "It might be fun to kill him," he said. "The cop?" "Yes." "Isn't that asking for trouble?" "Isn't that what we do?" he said. "Ask for trouble? Would it be as thrilling doing what we do if there were no risk of getting caught?" "Well, I suppose you're right," she said. "I never thought of it that way." "Would you have fun playing baseball if you knew you couldn't lose?" he said. "I never played baseball," she said. "Or gambling?" He was very intense. "The possibility of losing is what gives it juice." "It would be something," she said, "afterwards." "It would," he said, "be the fuck of our lives." "Oh, my," she said. "We should think about it," he said. "Yes, even if we decide to do it, though, we shouldn't do it yet. Let's see how close he can get without catching us," he said. "And then if we kill him," she said, "it will be in the nick of time," she smiled at him. "What kind of fuck would that be?" she said.